Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Keine zwei Trader sind gleich. Ob du von Analysen oder von Instinkt geleitet wirst, Kraken Pro wurde für dich entwickelt, nach deinen Ansprüchen. Das heißt individuell anpassbare Layouts, jede Menge Trading-Widgets und nutzerdefinierte Watchlists genau dort, wo du sie brauchst. Besuche pro.kraken.com. Trading Crypto ohne Kompromisse. Keine Anlageberatung. Crypto Trading birgt ein Verlustrisiko. Paywood Europe Solutions Limited, tätig als Kraken, ist durch die Central Bank of Ireland autorisiert.
Welcome to the Richard Serrett Show. And today we are celebrating Independence Day, but also looking back on Dominion Day and honoring the unbreakable bond between Canada and the United States. Today I'm going to dive into the concept of Fortress North America. Two nations standing shoulder to shoulder as allies, defending freedom and Western civilization against globalist forces bent on tearing it down. Coming up, a salute to the enduring strength of North America's spirit. The Richard Serrett Show, off and running for Friday, July 4th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. Facta, non verba.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
We must not allow ourselves to be intimidated. Our task is not only to win the battle, but to win the war.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting.
You're out of order! The whole trial is out of order!
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature! And you will atone!
Seeking truth and justice in a battleground of deception and corruption. This is The Richard Serrett Show.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Sie wollen endlich durchstarten und planen den nächsten Investitionsschritt? Dann setzen Sie auf den Sachsenkredit Universal der Sächsischen Aufbaubank. Mit einem Tilgungszuschuss von bis zu 10% für KMU, Existenzgründer, Freiberufler, große privatgeführte Unternehmen sowie Ärzte und Apotheker im ländlichen Raum. Für Investitionen bis zu 20 Millionen Euro. Mit erleichtertem Zugang zur Förderung. Alle Infos online unter sab.sachsen.de/sachsenkredit-universal.
Learning English is hard. That's why I make Easy Stories in English, where you can have fun while you learn. You can listen to stories full of action, romance, and mystery. Each episode, I tell stories for beginner, intermediate, and advanced learners, and there's a story for every mood. Whether you want something to wake you up or relax before going to bed, Easy Stories in English is the podcast for you.
Fire of freedom blazes, my friends, and it will not be extinguished. Today, July 4th, 2025, we stand on the hallowed ground of American independence, marking 249 years since the Patriots of Philadelphia lit a torch that still burns in the hearts of the free. Just 3 days ago, July 1st, we celebrated Dominion Day, Canada Day to the modernists, a proud declaration of a nation forged in the rugged spirit of the North, united under the maple leaf. These are not mere holidays. They're war cries. Twin testaments to the unyielding resolve of two nations bound by the ideals of Western civilization. But a shadow creeps across our lands, a shadow cast by globalist architects who would see Canada and the United States, those twin pillars of liberty, reduced to vassals in a borderless technocracy. I stand before you, a son of Canada, a defender of the West, and a voice for Fortress North America, to proclaim that we will not surrender our sovereignty, our heritage, our future, to the faceless elites of Davos, Geneva, and Beijing. So, let's dive headlong into the storm. When Donald Trump, that unfiltered titan of American defiance, called Canada the 51st state, the crowd roared, the media scoffed, and I sat in stillness, my heart pounding. Not because I feared the quip, but because I heard a truth beneath the bravado. A truth wrapped in the barbed wire of sarcasm leaking through the cracks of our collective denial. Was it a jest? A jab? Or a clarion call to awaken us to a creeping annexation, not by American might, but by the subtle machinations of globalist overlords? What if Canada, my proud Canada, and the United States, that great republic, are already ensnared in a web spun not by Ottawa or Washington, but by the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and their golden boy, Mark Carney, former head of the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, echo zealot and darling of Davos? This is a battle for the soul of North America, and only a united fortress can stand against the tide. This is no conspiracy whispered in dark corners. This is reality laid bare. The globalists are playing a long game, and Canada is their laboratory. Under the stewardship of Justin Trudeau and now Mark Carney, that polished technocrat with a resume dripping with globalist credentials, they've turned our nation into a testing ground for control mechanisms. Digital currencies, speech suppression, energy sabotage. These are not policies, they're weapons honed in Canada's vast crucible to be wielded against the entire West. If they can subdue the true North strong and free, they can break America's spine. But together, Canada and the United States can forge a fortress North America, an unyielding bastion of liberty, resource, and resolve. Let's start with the chains they're forging in the digital realm. Central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, are no mere evolution of money. They're the shackles of a new feudalism. Mark Carney, who once helmed the Bank of Canada and the Bank of England, is a chief architect of this dystopia. As a board member of the World Economic Forum, he's preached the gospel of sustainable finance, a euphemism for centralized control. Under his watch, the Bank of Canada has led the Five Eyes in piloting CBDC's digital dollars tied to your identity, tracked by algorithms, and controllable with a keystroke. Remember the Freedom Convoy of 2022? Truckers, farmers, and ordinary Canadians saw their bank accounts frozen without due process, their livelihoods crushed for daring to protest. That was the warm-up. CBDCs, championed by Carney's vision of a net-zero economy, are the main event. A system where every transaction is monitored, every dissent punished, every citizen reduced to a data point. And don't think this stops at the border. The Federal Reserve is watching, learning, preparing. If Carney's experiment succeeds in Canada, it's coming for America's wallets. Then there's the war on our voices. Bills C-11 and C-18, the Online Streaming Act and Online News Act, are not about protecting Canadian culture. They're about silencing it. The CRTC, an unelected cabal answerable to no voter, now decides what you see, what you say, what you share. My own X account was suspended permanently before the last federal election with no explanation, no response to appeals. This isn't coincidence. It's strategy. Chrystia Freeland cheered these laws as protecting Canadian content. But whose content? Not the voices of Alberta ranchers, not the cries of Newfoundland fishermen, not the warnings of commentators like me. Only the content approved by Carney's globalist allies in Davos. And south of the border, the same playbook has been unfolding. During the Biden administration, Section 230 debated misinformation task forces, shadow banning of conservative voices. The censorship perfected under Carney's Canada is a virus, and it's spreading to America's First Amendment heartland. Now, let's talk about the sabotage of our lifeblood, energy. Canada should be an energy colossus. Alberta's oil sands hold over 165 billion barrels of recoverable oil, enough to power North America for decades. Saskatchewan's uranium could light the continent. Manitoba's hydropower could drive industries. yet Trudeau and now Carney have strangled our potential. Carney, who chaired the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, doubled down on industrial carbon taxes, pipeline bans, and regulations that choke exploration. Why? To make us dependent. Dependent on foreign oil, foreign capital, foreign will. Canada exports 75% of its goods to the United States, and our energy sector is tethered to American markets. But instead of building a fortress North America, self-sufficient and strong, Carney kneels to the green dogma of the WEF, impoverishing our workers and weakening our nations. And America? You're not immune. The war on fracking, the flirtations with the Green New Deal, the push for net zero policies. These are echoes of Carney's crusade imported from Davos to Washington. Thankfully, President Trump is pushing back. But if we let them kill our energy, we hand our sovereignty to those who control the spigot. This is annexation by stealth, my friends. Not by American troops crossing the peace bridge, but by dependency, by cultural erosion, by the slow strangulation of our independence. Canada's housing market, infiltrated by Chinese capital and government mismanagement, teeters on collapse. Vancouver and Toronto rank among the world's least affordable cities. When it falls, it won't be Carney's Bank of Canada that saves us. It'll be the Federal Reserve. Or worse, the IMF. Our media? Saturated with American content from Hollywood blockbusters to CNN talking points. Our defense? Reliant on American F-35s, American satellites, American intelligence through NORAD and Five Eyes. Even our protests, remember the 2020 anti-racism marches? They mimicked American rhetoric, despite Canada's distinct history of no slavery and less racial division. We've adopted the language of critical race theory, of systemic this and equity that, as if our story is a photocopy of America's. We've lost our cultural immune system, and the infection is spreading south. But this is not about blaming America. Far from it. Donald Trump, for all his swagger, is not the enemy. He's a fellow warrior in this fight. When he calls Canada the 51st state, he's not plotting conquest. He's shining a light on our shared peril. He sees what Carney denies, that Canada is a testbed for globalist control, digital currency, speech laws, energy sabotage that will soon target America. His America First doctrine is not anti-Canadian. It's a call to sovereignty, a reminder that nations matter. And in that, he's more aligned with Alberta's Danielle Smith, who defies Ottawa's green tyranny with her Sovereignty Act. He's more aligned with Saskatchewan's Scott Moe, who battles federal overreach in court, than he is with the WEF puppets in Ottawa and Washington. Trump's vision, flawed but fierce, is a spark for a broader dream, a fortress North America, where Canada and the United States stand as equals, not as master and vassal. Imagine that fortress, my friends. Picture Alberta's oil flowing through the Keystone XL pipeline to American refineries, unblocked by Carney's echo edicts. Envision Saskatchewan's uranium powering nuclear plants from Ontario to Ohio, free from WEF mandates. Imagine our borders not erased by NAFTA's ghost or open border dogmas, but fortified to safeguard our economies, our cultures, our way of life. This is not a fantasy. It's a necessity. The United States, with its Second Amendment steel and First Amendment fire, is the last great bulwark against globalist hegemony. Canada, with its vast resources and pioneer spirit, is its natural ally. Together, we can be an unassailable fortress, a beacon of freedom in a world sliding into technocracy. But the globalists are cunning. They don't need armies. They have trade deals, NGOs and algorithms, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum, BlackRock's financial tentacles, the UN's Agenda 2030. These are the true puppet masters. And Mark Carney is their anointed prince. From his perch at the Bank of Canada, he pushed quantitative easing that bloated our debt. At the Bank of England, he championed climate finance that prioritized green dogma over prosperity. Now, as Canada's prime minister, he governs not for Canadians, but for Davos, executing a blueprint that turns nations into nodes in a globalist network. And in America, the same forces work through bureaucrats, tech moguls, and woke corporations to erode the Constitution's foundations. The next crisis, be it a pandemic sequel, a climate emergency, or a misinformation outbreak, will be their excuse to tighten the screws. Yet, hope burns eternal. And it burns bright. In Canada, the rebellion grows. Alberta's ranchers, Saskatchewan's farmers, the truckers who shook Ottawa in 2022. These are the sparks of a fire that Carney cannot quench. In America, it was the parents at school boards in Loudoun County, the workers rejecting mandates in Michigan during COVID, the governors like Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas who stood firm against federal overreach under Joe Biden. This is the West. Not just a place, but an idea. The idea of liberty, of self-governance, of a people who answer to God and conscience, not to technocrats and algorithms. The West of Socrates and Locke, of MacDonald and Jefferson, of Churchill and Reagan. It lives in us, and it will not die. On this July 4th, as Americans raise the stars and stripes, let Canadians hoist the maple leaf with equal pride. Dominion Day and Independence Day are not just dates. They're vows that we, the people of North America, will not be ruled by distant elites like Carney and Schwab. We will not trade our sovereignty for digital dollars, our voices for censorship, our prosperity for green dogma. To the globalists, Carney, Freeland, and their Davos masters, I say, you've underestimated us. You've mistaken our civility for weakness, our patience for surrender. The West is awake, and its fire is unquenchable. We'll fight for our right to speak, to work, to worship, to live free. We will fight for the Canada of the Red Ensign, the America of the Liberty Bell, the West of cathedrals and constitutions. We'll fight for the oil worker in Fort McMurray, the fisherman in Halifax, the rancher in Montana, the factory worker in Detroit, the dreamer in every corner of our lands who still believes in the promise of liberty. And we will win, because the West is not a relic. It's a living flame, a covenant of freedom that no globalist can extinguish. God bless Canada. God bless the United States. And God bless a fortress North America, united, sovereign, and free, standing tall against the globalist tide. I'll speak with you again real soon. In the meantime, I remain unbowed, unbent, unbroken.